Woo! All right. Good morning, everybody. Wow. Good morning and welcome back to another exciting episode of Late for the Party on Anchor FM. I am your host, Melodious, aka Cover Boy, the Modern Marvel. That's right. And also known as the Madman Harry La Brea. But we're not going to be doing a face for radio right now. But I did a face for radio yesterday. But if you want to check that out, you can check that out on Anchor FM. That's right, you guys. Check that out on the Late for the Party on Anchor FM. Or that'll be the episode of Face for Radio. Man. But also, man, like I said, check out all the cool merch on the well, fuck the plug right now. I'm sorry for cussing, but I'm sorry, but we have to get into the release date in the survival mode of Streets of Rage 4. Keep in mind, I have not watched this yet, so I'm gonna watch it. Unfortunately, you can't see what I'm watching, but I will leave the link of what I was watching. It's coming from straight from .mu, so I'm going to watch this right now, so it's not a surprise. I need to see this firsthand just to see what is going on. And believe me when I say this, ladies and gentlemen, I am going to be just as surprised as you are. So, that being said, here we go.
Okay.
Oh, looks good. Simulator mode, upgrade your character so you can do upgrades. Ooh, threat levels. Woo! Ooh, that looks good. Survival mode, damn. Oh my gosh. I just want new weapons. Using a fucking fit, hitting people with a fish. That's so funny. Wow. Oh my gosh. Maxon, Estelle, and Shiva. Oh my god. July 15th? Oh, yes. July 15th? Oh, my gosh. Yes, absolutely. Oh, I'm ready for it. I'm ready for it. Woo, boy. July 15th, oh my gosh, I thought it was gonna be like later somewhere around this year. Oh my god, July 15th, yes, I mean, I did the prediction of when they were gonna drop, like when they were gonna do the release of this, of the trailer, and honestly, oh man, like, I kind of figured, like, they said they weren't gonna do it during E3, and I was like, well, if they're not gonna drop it by this week, like, the week of, I'm pretty sure that they were gonna drop it, like, maybe around, maybe the 27th, or maybe even the beginning of the month. And lo and behold, July 1st. And I wake up to this, and I am happy as a freaking clam right now. So, I'm like, oh, yes. Woo! Oh, my goodness. Damn. July 15th. So, now you get to play as Shiva, Max, Estelle. Oh my goodness, it's about to get ignorant on the PlayStation, man. Oh man, like I'm doing my gameplays recently, and it's sad enough that I finally beat it on what hard mode finally, because it took like a couple of, like at least a month, because I was just losing. So I was just like, oh my goodness, ah yes, Streets of Rage 4, yes, ah god, like honestly, I feel like Streets of Rage 4 has to be in 2020 one of the greatest games of 2020, one of the best games of 2020. I'm sorry, like even over Final Fantasy Remake. I mean, I get the nostalgia aspect of it, but honestly, Streets of Rage been out longer than Final Fantasy VII. Let's just say that. Streets of Rage has not been out as long as Final Fantasy, the franchise in general, but man, oh my goodness, oh, July 15th, oh my gosh, that's right after Boo Boo's birthday. Oh yeah, Boo Boo's birthday, yeah, definitely, oh man, that's gonna be dope as hell. All right, Oh man, I'm already excited. Like, I actually am excited to play with Estelle just to see, like, you know, a brand new female in the game. You know, like Cherry's dope. Blaze is always going to be the queen, but you know, Estelle with the aesthetic and how she looks and how her gameplay is, just that like that the tactical ground and pound. I mean, then you know, using like flashbangs and. Yeah, that looks pretty hardcore, especially if you're in a frickin' street fight. So, I mean, you know, don't get me wrong. Max doing his pro wrestling stuff, which is always classic, and just seeing what they add on to the new stuff that he's already been doing. But, man. But then you got Shiva, who's the living, I don't need a weapon, I am the weapon, where he kicks the weapon up in the air and just pops it at you. Oh, man, it's gonna be so crazy. Boy. Oh, man, I can't wait. July 15th. Oh, man. Damn. Sadly enough, man, like out of all this stuff that's been going on like how video games have been and everything, man, like I'm sorry, like between Streets of Rage and Dotemu and freaking Nintendo, like they are pulling the nostalgia card like a mug. And honestly, it's like out of all the things I could literally take from, well, I mean, even though Streets of Rage 4 wasn't really in E3, it was in the Summer Games Fest. It was before E3, so I mean, Summer Games Fest isn't exactly with E3 on that aspect, but when they did their drop, I mean, now, like, I already got a lot to look forward to in July already, not just because of the 4th either, you know, so it's just, oh man, that is just so crazy, damn, and on top of that, it's like literally right after my girl's birthday. I'm like, damn, well, I guess I got a gift for her and a gift for me. So, either way. Man, that's going to be so off the hook, you guys. So, I'm going to get off the hook on this myself. So, let me see if I can get to the next segment as quickly as possible. But, either way, this is Late for the Party on Anchor FM and YouTube channel. Please, you guys, like, comment, share, subscribe to the podcast and to the YouTube channel. Please tell your friends, your family, your enemies, all that to support the podcast. Don't matter if it's just a stranger on the street. You know what I'm saying? Let that person be known on what's going on the YouTube channel and on Anchor FM. Like I said, man, also check out all the cool merch on spring.com. where you can get all the coffee cups of Yours Truly and Face for Radio and Leaf for the Party and whatnot. So, yeah. Man. Damn. Wow. I'm already excited and shit. Damn, man. Well, what can I say? This is the Madman Harry LaBrea and Melodious, a.k.a. Cover Boy, the Modern Marvel, signing off. And as always, if you're going to be late for the party, turn it up to 11.